We're going to have to drop some heavy stuff here just to clean out the mess and take out the trash, basically. But, for people to really understand what's going on. So, the title of this is UFO UAP Bombshell from the Ascended Masters and the Galactic Federation Calling Out the Delusion and the Debauchery, which is basically what we're going to do. I really want to get into more positive stuff, but right now everything's, coming up. But we want to begin by defining a problem and explain why contact with the masses has not happened. And this goes very deep. Your planet is governed by what Yeshua ben Joseph, most referred to as Jesus, calls the Demiurge. Some call it satanic, Luciferians, the beast. Others call it a negative AI construct. Bottom line, it's anything, It's almost every it's every everything begins in consciousness, and it's kind of like a conglomeration of all the above is what I would call it. Trying to turn my phone off here. I know it's going to go off right in the middle of the show. It always does. Anyway, like everything begins in consciousness and it has many expressions, basically. So could it be Anunnaki tech they didn't understand in ancient times? Maybe it's still running. Who knows? But, all this again, it refers to the same entity or energies operating or expressing in the same way. So when you go down the Epstein Zionist rabbit hole, and Zionist isn't a religion, Zionist is a political movement. It uses religion to do its means. But when you go down the rabbit hole to its deepest depths, you'll see a perfect example of this. Ungodly, despicable acts carried out on the highest institutional levels to the shadow sacrificial gods in the Old Testament. Baal, Baphomet, a hermaphroditic god, are the main little g gods or idols, often worshipped by the Zionists. So this is why gender confusion is epidemic in Hollywood, the music industry, political leadership, and their offspring, basically globally. It also explains the continuation of the censorship and the controlled narrative. These ungodly acts tied to their gods are like child and sex trafficking, gender mutilation, human sacrifice, the hunting of humans they see as inferior, which would fall into the genocide category, forced genetic experimentation, the extraction of blood from children they terrorized. They call that adrenochrome, all done by a consciousness that believes in arrogance, they can do as they wish to humanity, to non-Jews. They refer to as goyim, non-believers. And this is all a front, basically. But this also applies to radical, Muslim clerics, who believe it's their duty to do a jihad on non-believers. So both are living in barbaric past ignorance, totally ignorance of universal law. On the positive side, thousands of children are being rescued, delivered from tunnels, underground facilities, and healed using the new MedBeg technology. Now, this technology also takes the emotional charge out of the trauma, so these kids can flip around really fast. These wayward Zionists use underage women and men to blackmail those in positions of power, and they are unchecked by the legal system because they clearly. It's clearly demonstrated by the lack of prosecutions. They own the system. The only justice is with the military, which is quick and efficient and has been meted out more than people realize. On the positive side, thousands of children are being rescued, delivered from tunnels, underground facilities, and healed, using the new MedBed technology. And this technology also takes the emotional charge out of the trauma. Now, women under radical Muslim law are treated as inferior. They can be put to death for a variety of reasons, trivial by most standards. In some cases, for just showing off their faces. If they are raped, it's their fault, for tempting the man. Both radical sects believe they are the chosen ones to rule the world, and neither can assimilate. Their goal is to dominate. And this is not anti-Semitic or anti-Muslim. It's historical and scriptural fact. True Christianity believes there's room for everyone. You know, everyone who chooses to release the sacrificial little g gods of the past and the barbaric idol worshiping in place of omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient God. You know, the all-loving, all-forgiving God and his son, Yeshua ben Joseph. You know, Christians refer to as Jesus. So he was the exemplar Christ who merged and became one with God, as all can do according to his true teachings. He's the way shower on how to ignite the God spark into the full flame, into oneness. This destroys the patriarchal system, the hierarchical system, disempowering and division games of the external and little g gods, you know, bringing balance. Men and women are equal, both with the capacity of becoming one with God, you know, by going within, igniting that spark into the full flame. You know, woman was not born from the rib of man. It was a Greek mistranslation. She was created at the side of man. They were created side by side, if it was translated properly. Yeshua's two trees, I mean, there's more of that story, but I won't go into it. Yeshua's true teachings, uncensored, are now coming out of the Ethiopian Bibles. They are fully aligned with universal law. They are also bringing out the censored teachings of women. You know, there are distortions to all faiths and religions, and we can't have our noses, you know, buried in a book. We need to start seeing the omnipresent creator all around us in all creation, and then we start behaving accordingly, basically. So, but anyway, use of universal law is the best tool for discernment. The wars of the past were never holy wars. There were always one king or leader wanting what another had, demonizing the enemy as ungodly. These are the core issues in the Middle East no one is addressing. You know, the Zionists and the radical Muslims, you know, two opposing factions are clashing in the Middle East, as they have for centuries. And they're struggling for dominance, you know, with a lot of innocent people caught in the middle. You know, maybe that's why they call it the Middle East. You know, I'm trying to bring a little levity in this because it's a heavy situation. Anyway, America has been fighting Israel wars for decades in support of the Zionist Greater Israel expansionism, you know, ignited by false flags. The narrative used is we have to save the Holy Land, the chosen people. Yet the Holy Lands include Iraq, Iran, Turkey, all of what was once called Persia. You know, Iraq was the home of Abraham, the father of fathers, yet we bombed it into oblivion. And there were civilizations millions of years before Abraham. Some are under Greenland, the Arctic, and the Arctic. There are some, you know, deep beneath the ocean, and the oldest ones are being recycled into molten rock. That's the plates are always going under each other, so. Anyway, when we declared war on Iraq, there were no weapons of mass destruction. Iraq had nothing to do with the destruction of the Twin Towers. Bin Laden, who was blamed for the event, was from Afghanistan. What did that have to do with Iraq? And they all had Egyptian passports, and which brings the Egyptian planes into play. You'll figure it out. Anyway, he and George Bush Jr. shared the same playpen on many occasions, basically. So nothing is what we think. You know, we have to think, how many times did we kill him according to the mainstream news? I think we killed Bin Laden like at least three times. You know, amazing. Yeah, maybe he's the new Christ. He seemed to resurrect himself. Or did it ever happen? Anyway, I'm just kidding. He's not, you know, he's definitely not who took down the Twin Towers. It was a false flag, just as the previous USS Liberty, where Israelis attacked the ship and blamed it on Egypt. You know, problem was, try as they might, you know, there were survivors. They really tried to just take everybody out and sink that thing, but it didn't work out. Anyway, if you want to know who took the towers down, follow the money. Who owned the building? Who triple insured it? Who was responsible for setting the shape charges, you know, and that brought the building down in its own footprint? You know, why did the owner say pull the building? You know, that's a demolition term. And most important, who benefited from attacking Iraq? You know, planes did not take down the towers. You know, Building 7 fell on its own footprint, as well as, you know, never being hit by a plane. So then there was the October incursion by Hamas, a total failure of security, Whistleblowers are saying due to a stand down order with huge sums of money previously delivered to Hamas. Did this and other false flags fit into the greater Israel expansionism? These are not conspiracy theories. This is connecting the dots with a 10,000 foot overview. There was a lot of ancient technology, stargates, the resurrection chamber in the tomb of Gilgamesh, where a mysterious military operation occurred. Museums were raided, precious minerals, gas, and oil changed hands. There's a lot more going on there. There's a massive network being breached there, and all the information on all the billions of dollars that was sent over there, who got kickbacks, everything. I mean, it's all there's just so much of that story. That would be a whole show in itself. The oldest Anunnaki temples have been found in Turkey, describing the genetic engineering of mankind. There's also the Gosford glyphs in Australia, again depicting the landing of the little g gods, and their genetic manipulation of the Denisovan man. There are hieroglyphs describing the return of the pharaohs after the floods to regain the lost knowledge. There were other genetic experiments with other humans developing naturally on the earth. Maybe the Aboriginal people are the true chosen ones. It's probably they're one of the oldest. Basically, the breastplates of the pharaohs came from the gold in Australia, so that might tell you something. Anyway, I bet your pastor or minister never told you any of this. This knowledge will get you booted out of most churches, and what we are getting, basically too, is nothing is as it seems. The Zionists do not believe Jesus was Christ, one with God, or a prophet. They believe he was properly executed as a false prophet, and burning in hell in his own excrement, despite his demonstrations and miracles. They found out you just can't keep a good man down, or God, down in total denial of the resurrection. Considering the fact the Messiah already came, why are they still making blood sacrifices, sacrificing red heifers to the Old Testament little g gods, building a new temple, attempting to usher in their Messiah, which will give them total power and dominion over all others, as the chosen ones, which they can do as they wish, which they have been. It's not just Palestinians, the ones with the most ancient Israeli blood than anyone. They're being eradicated. Christians and their churches are unwelcome, being spat on and attacked. In many cases, their churches have been destroyed and removed by the encroaching settlements. Ask any Palestinian Christian minister or any Lebanon Christian minister, any of these people, ask them about the trials and tribulations they're going through. There are many of them throughout the Holy Lands. It's not just the Holy Lands have Catholic and Christian churches all throughout the Holy Lands, which are being removed, basically. Anyway, true Christian ministers have realized this in America and other countries. They are shouting, "Stop the genocide from the rooftops! Stop destroying our churches and our people." The Zionist Christians, an oxymoron, or either living in total ignorance, denial, or in the back pockets of Israel. Most politicians, due to AIPAC, bribery, and blackmail, are also in the back pockets of Israel, along with the mainstream press. I mean, that's what Epstein was all about, folks, basically. And there's more to that story. Anyway, TPUSA has also been taken over. Check out Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson's investigative reporting on TP Israel. The MAGA America First agenda has been totally compromised, especially looking into the episode about the exploding mic and who created it. In the very beginning, that's what we said. It was not a 30-06. It was exploding mic, and I'm not going to go into who was involved in that because it's extensive. Again, I think Candace and Tucker have been covering all that stuff. Several others. Before we go further, I want to express the fact that there are wonderful Jews and Muslims that are not caught up in the arrogant claim of being the chosen ones, the division and power struggles. They all need to rise up and speak out, along with other people of color, kind and loving folks that just want to live in peace and harmony, make their own personal God connection, and live according to universal law. That's where the unification can happen. The good, kind, and loving people need to rise right now. I mean, that's the way out of this. And there's a lot more of them than there are of the other folks. So, anyway, to keep things simple, we will refer to these darker forces behind the chaos and the debauchery as servants of the Demiurge, the shadow god referred to in the Ethiopian Bible and its minions. The drive behind poverty, the war on disease profiteers, demonic depopulation agendas, the ungodly behavior within the fallen global elite and its deep state network are all under the thumb of the Demiurge and the Archons. Yeshua ben Joseph, the prophets, saints, and sages and mystics throughout the ages all refer to this entity and its minions. They were very clear about idol worshiping, ending blood sacrifice, and the worship of the little g gods of the Old Testament. This is all written in the New Testament, and it was also clear the Antichrist will sit on the throne of Israel, now under the control of the Zionists, and be destroyed in the second coming of Jesus, which seemed to be in the process of happening, if you look at all the signs. But anyway, as we speak, a large majority of Israeli people are now demonstrating against the present leadership. The Iron Dome has been failing, and now, Israel is experiencing what their government has done to others. Through the mainstream news, it's not being covered. Basically, Iranian rockets are impacting all across Israel, and they are running out of defense rockets, blinded most likely by damage to the radars. But Iran spent 40 years, plus stockpiling and hiding rockets and drones just for this event. They're just coming out from everywhere. This is the beginning of the end of the Greater Israel program and the expansionism and genocide. It doesn't have to be the end of Israel if the people rise up, against the current corrupt leadership, and that is happening. Some call it karma, others, believe as you do unto others, so shall it be done unto you. I am sure the words traitor and blasphemy will start flying just by bringing this information out. The real blasphemy is, Christian ministers supporting the expansionism and the genocide. And the real traitors support the Israel First agenda. Apparently, the Zionist little g gods were not as powerful as they believed. It's sad that the fallen global elite didn't realize this earlier. A lot of sacrificial children and genital mutilation and, family members could have been spared, because they believe if they can create all this gender confusion, Baphomet, the hermaphrodite, can jump into everybody and have his way. Anyway, again, this also applies to the movie and music industry. As far as being a traitor, a true patriot will tell the truth, look after and protect their people and their families. And that's a movement that is rising globally. It's not just MAGA, it's like all countries are starting to rise up. So the fate of those who in arrogance that believe they are the chosen ones by God to rule and do as they wish at the expense of everyone else, no matter what religion, is set, by their own hand and deeds, basically. They're, karma is real. The reaction to actions outside of universal law are unfolding. Universal law is being anchored into the planet right now. And we're not taking sides here. We're just observing the origin and nature of the chaos, the clashes, and the wars. There's always something behind what you're seeing. Something the mainstream media will never tell you, basically. Those spreading the false beliefs, divisions, and propaganda behind these wars, are also going to be exposed. So some of these clashes and grudges go back thousands of years. The only way out is dropping the arrogance of elitism, the false belief of being the chosen ones, forgiveness, uniting, and adhering to universal law. Basically, that's the only way out. There's one source, one unified field in which we all exist. Everything is connected, and we're all family. And the Creator's omnipresent within all creation. So, we have to take care of ourselves, our families, and the planet. Basically, it's all connected. Anyway, the real problem inspiring the pain and suffering, division, poverty, and arrogance has always been the Demiurge, the Archons, and those that serve the beast. These unseen influences behind the curtain, they're a consortium of what some call fallen angels, fallen Anunnaki, demonic entities, negative reptilians and grays, fallen discarnate humans in the lower astral level or 4D, And this also includes shadow people and poltergeists, mostly children that died unexpectedly. I've already experienced extreme seen and unseen backlash for exposing this information at the hands of the Archons and those that serve them, basically. My two near-death experiences ended, ending in the plane of bliss, making my own personal God connections, studies, and initiations with elders and masters around the world bring a different multidimensional perspective as to what's unfolding. Knowledge is power. The definition of enlightenment is to be in knowledge of both the dark and the light. Becoming an unbiased observer with a Buddha or a fresh mind, seeing behind the social engineering, wisdom, truth, and power, all of that needs to return to the people. All leadership needs to be in service to the people. Those of strong character and morally and integrally gifted understand this. Those who have fallen to the dimmer urge will be threatened by this knowledge. And this is really happening in the spiritual and UFO community right now. We're really seeing a huge divide happening. Some of these entities are seeing most or unseen negative influences that fell from universal law. There are some that can phase in and out of the physical. We can only see a small band of the electromagnetic light spectrum. Few adepts can see into the infrared, the lower 4D, where most of these entities exist. These fallen ones serve the dimmer urge, instigate and perpetuate the loss, pain, and suffering of humanity. These global elite that are into this depopulation stuff they aren't even there anymore. There's a demon in there, and you'll figure that out. You're going to start to see it. Anyway, the more power the leadership has, the more they can corrupt. The more loss, pain, and suffering they can inflict, which is why power needs to remain with the people, as in a true republic. The dimmer urge and their puppets are threatened by anyone authentic, true servants of the light. In India, they say the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. If one considers themselves to be enlightened, a minister, a teacher, or leader, without teaching the basics on how to shield, heal, and clear these unseen entities, creating sacred space, their teachings are very limited. And sometimes they're dangerous. And we've seen that in the UFO community. There's a lot of people that say, just open wide, bring anything in, stop being a spiritual snob. That is really dangerous because there are unseen negative influences waiting to jump in. We need to be aware of that. Anyway, there are some very large spiritual and UFO groups which do not create sacred space. They don't clear unseen negative influences. And they're following leaders with a history, unknown to their followers, a history of some very lewd and lascivious, ungodly acts, totally mentioned earlier, and they're completely compromised. Basically, many are planned opposition connected to the agencies they profess to be against. They're shaking their fist at the government and the deep state, and at the same time, they've got their hand behind them taking the money, basically. So, anyway, it's time to do a deep dive into who you're giving your power to or depend on for your information. So, better yet, stop giving your power, to these people. These people definitely don't deserve it. If a leader is operating under universal law, doing what is in the highest and best good of the people, by all means, get behind them. There is order. And sometimes there is a need for a system. And if people are operating within universal law, great. Anyway, these techniques for creating sacred space, healing unseen negative influences, are given freely on our website and in the six books I've written. So those that have resistance to this message, most likely, you're being influenced or served the dimmer urge willingly or in ignorance. This is going to trigger you. The unhealed wounds, traumas, wrong conclusions from past experiences, they're all chinks in the armor, and they allow access to these darker manipulative forces and energies. On the lighter side, there is an all-loving, all-forgiving cosmic birther, father, mother, God principle, the omnipresent creator within all creation, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness throughout the multiverse. In its most unlimited understanding, it is pure, unconditional love, joy, and bliss. It's beyond measure. The spark within that has the potential to expand in awareness, becoming the full flame. When one ignites the God spark into the full flame, merges with with God, they become what is called Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness, the antithesis of the Demiurge. There's also the house of Mary, Kuan Yin, the Shekinah, divine feminine energies, we can also align with. The Demiurge is where the Antichrist and dark realms derive their power. The Demiurge, the Archons, and their servants derive their power again from the pain, suffering, and loss inflicted on the people of Earth. It's called Lush. Those who are not authentic, those who are self-serving opportunists, who cannot manifest from within, can only prey on others' manifestations. In most cases, their manifestations come at the expense of others or are under the spell of the Demiurge. Lack is manufactured in the Demiurge world to keep people divided, competing and warring on each other. The fear of lack is a major driver in humanity's interactions and competition with each other. Time to remove ourselves from that scenario. Unfortunately, many have chosen to do, due to free will and ignorance, not to activate the monad, their own personal God connection within. Many, however, have activated their spiritual egos. They prey on others, creating external worship, in most cases, of themselves. They also refuse to live according to universal law. Universal law is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. There's plenty for all. Everyone can prosper once we end the manufactured lack. So when you step away from universal law, you open the door to the Demiurge and the Archons, those who seek fame, fortune, power over others, those who are competitive, often self-serving opportunists with an extreme sense of entitlement, are operating in the realm of the Demiurge. When you compete, lie, spread meritless gossip and rumors for personal gain at the expense of others, you're not enlightened, although you may profess to be. When you lie, you have to keep lying, often creating a bigger, more hideous lies to cover the previous lies. Make up more stories to further demonize the ones you previously have preyed upon, or jealous of, or in competition with. Those aware of the misdeeds, those that know the truth and can expose and hold people accountable, they become the enemy. There are ones mirroring, reflecting back the iniquities and lack of authenticity. Just by when you become enlightened, you have a frequency, and that's going to amplify and mirror back things. But anyway, taking, it's time to take down the mask and the facade of the false leaders and teachers or masters they profess to be, and that's their greatest fear. So anyway, rather than looking into the mirror, setting aside the ego and evolve, a lot just go on the attack. And that's what's happening in the UFO community, basically, in big time. When ego shifts into self-service, self-aggrandizement, placing oneself into the I'm special category with wild, unverifiable stories, the falls already happened, basically. The lies become bigger, bolder, then case building starts to defend and deflect from their own actions, lack of character, hidden motives and agendas. This spirals out of control until everything is revealed and karma has its way. It's the downward spiral. And sadly, we've lost quite a few people that were once our friends that took that path. And this is unfolding in every institution. We're now seeing it in the religious, spiritual, and the UFO UAP community, now being amplified and accelerated. The only way out is to tell the truth and make amends. Many have gone so far into the pit they don't even know what truth is. They actually believe in their own stories. If you have harmed, caused loss to another, apologize, make it right. That there's no other way out. Only a handful have the courage to do this or the impeccable integrity. Unfortunately, in the world of the Demiurge, the morally, integrally, and spiritually challenged often rise to the top. They feed off the spiritually ignorant, those lacking discernment, those who have not developed their own inner sensitivity, often referred to as the BS meter, their own personal God connection, basically. Pleiadian souls incarnated on Earth often fall victim to this because they just can't believe anyone would ever lie, steal, or harm, or take advantage of another. They project their values and beliefs on others, not really realizing others, may not have the same values and beliefs. They miss the hidden self-serving agendas in total opposition to universal law. And some are just not strong enough. They're not strong enough to keep these archons out. and the demiurge, and that's happening on a big scale. Anyway, now we're experiencing the same dynamics in the creation of East City, Hawaii. There are people whose energies, words, and actions fit perfectly into the world of the demiurge, some in ignorance, some unknowingly, and some under the influence of the archons, basically. Being new to the island, I wish I had t more time to investigate the two women we partnered with in our attempt to create East City, Hawaii. And this really needs to come out. I've been avoiding it for almost 5 years now, and I think it's time to I'll just say time to deal with it. Anyway, I was unaware of their predatory use of the Ohana and Aloha spirit, using the whale and dolphin energies to cash in on the gullible and trusting. And sadly, they're on a downward spiral, resulting in vicious lies and gossip, deception, generating rumors in total opposition to the truth. It's spreading like a cancer in the UFO and spiritual community on the island, and stories conjured up to demonize us to deflect and hide from their own self-serving opportunistic behavior, completely out of integrity. I mean, every case when you follow these rumors back, the backstabbing it's coming from people who are creating these rumors for ulterior motives. And it's the one-upmanship, or trying to steal funders, or trying to sabotage you so they can rise above. It all goes back to the basics. It goes back to jealousy, competition, and backstabbing, and thinking that they're going to rise to the top doing this. That's the common denominator. But in most cases, we take the high road, even if it means to walk away from the loss of $1.5 million invested to create the East City, Hawaii. And we did walk away and ignored the nonsense for almost 5 years now. And sadly, the lies, gossip, and rumors have descended to the level of pure evil, to the point of it now having to be addressed. To remedy this, let's inject some light, a little truth-telling on the subject from the people who had firsthand experience. And it's all well documented. We have the receipts. This is a true story of the creation of East City, Hawaii. Or the attempted creation, because it is still going forward on the adjacent property. Anyway, I've been to the islands many times and fell in love with the oceans, the beaches, and the people aligned with the spirit of Aloha. I've always wanted a respite from the snow and the ice. East City, Hawaii was set into motion upon connecting with two women we will refer to as Lighty and Hisa, not their real names. It was at a Joan Oceans workshop where I was invited to speak. They were in the process of being evicted, and we had a funder who was a volunteer at East City, also attending the event that we knew could help. That is how they met the first funder. Despite their claims, we had nothing to do with it. We had everything to do with it. Anyway, Lydie and Heeson knew of a farm that was for sale. The funder stepped up and bought the farm. She wanted to do a woman's retreat along with the practices and knowledge East City had to offer. Meritless gossip and rumors came into play, which are, as we stated previously, abundant in the UFO community and often due to jealousy and competition. This created a division and a trigger derailing the original intent. This was followed by extreme division between the funder, Lighty, and Hisa. Having nothing to do with us, they were working out their own issues between them. We stepped back, moved into an advisory role only. It was no longer a suitable environment, out of balance, not frequency specific to the work we do. There was an absence of harmony and cooperation, definitely not a place where the masculine energy would be honored. So I backed away, hoping they could all work things out, at least work with the other girls at East City and put the mission as priority, as we all originally agreed upon. I realized later Lighty and Hisa had an entirely different mission and agenda. Anyway, after buying the $1.5 million ranch and covering expenses, Lighty and Hisa demanded the first funder deposit like $150,000. The numbers kept changing. I don't know exactly what it ended up being, but into their personal account. Upon the funder saying no, things went extremely downhill from there. And the funder was taking personal responsibility, asking us repeatedly if we could clear the energies and advise them. We advise Leidy and Hesa it would be wise to shift into gratitude and respect. You're living on a beautiful farm bought and paid for. Just do your dolphin swims, whale watches, workshops, and classes to make ends meet. Transcend any irritations and judgments. Shift from reactionary mind into creationary mind. Be sure and clear any unseen negative influences. And we advise them to sit down, have a meeting, and communicate. And do clearings on a regular basis because there are forces that want to sabotage and undermine the work. No matter how evil you think this woman is, she did lay down $1.5 million plus believing in you. So I sat in on one of these meetings, observing the energies, hearing what wasn't being said. I just sit there like a fly on the wall and act like I don't know what's going on. But anyway, it was really sad. At that point, I knew there'd be no place for Isetti, especially the divine masculine. There's no place for that there. I did have hopes at least some form of healing would take place on the farm. I didn't have to be a part of it. We did a clearing, and I could tell there was actually no receptivity to the energies with Hisa. You can tell when energies flow and when they're blocked and where they're going. The negativity continued to escalate on the downward spiral. We advised them again, do clearings, sit down, communicate, shift from what you don't have to gratitude for what has been given, and direct your energy in manifesting your needs. This again was ignored, focusing on demonizing the funder for not mentioning, or not meeting their demands. And when these things happen, it's best to go within and see where one's childhood demands were not met. And why are you projecting this on others? It's like counseling 101. Anyway, I asked them, who is the funder to you? What does she represent, from your past? And there was no receptivity to this. This was followed by extreme finger pointing, the accusations concerning each other's energies spiraling out of control. Not being emotionally involved as an observer, what was happening was obvious. The question kept rising, where's the self-mastery? Taking personal responsibility for clearing and controlling one's emotions. It just wasn't happening. So anyway, things continued to escalate down the negative spiral until the funder said enough and gave them their second eviction notice, which was obvious, that was the direction it was going. What was odd is there were threats by Hisa of Pele intervening if the funder did not cooperate. This was a big red flag for us because it is contradictory to universal law and a very slippery slope when it comes to engaging unseen entities to manipulate or do harm to another. It seems a lot was being sent my way, and I've been clearing that constantly. But anyway, I actually made peace with Paley the first day on the adjacent 7.5 acres, bought in case things went sour with the farm. Majority of the adjoining land was purchased with my own money, with a little help from our funder, dispelling another rumor the land was bought for me with no skin in the game. Again, defining their own situation and modus operandi. But I bought the adjacent land as an alternative plan insurance in case the farm next door went off track and they could maintain the frequencies necessary, or they couldn't maintain frequencies necessary for contact with the higher dimensions. So when I connected with Paley, I explained our intentions to clean up the farm, remove all the trash, junk cars, put in rock gardens, fruit trees, and maintain a higher frequency while clearing any lost souls or unseen negative influences. This we have done and honoring my promise. I got the big hit, bliss hit from Paley afterwards, so I was not worried about any repercussions from Paley on our side of the fence. Other higher dimensional elders were also communicating with us with beautiful Hawaiian names, later finding out their meaning. Antinahi, Antiaka, since past, they were popping in. I think they're playing around in the sixth dimension right now. And people I worked with in the past, it's just been wonderful energy here. Anyway, so Leidy and Hisa came to us again after receiving the second eviction notice with the farm being put up for sale. They asked if we knew anyone that could bail them out. They blamed not honoring the original agreement of working with the SETI on the funder, though I had my suspicions. Leidy appeared on a radio show promoting SETI Hawaii events from the very beginning, dispelling another false claim they never agreed to work with SETI or create SETI Hawaii. Either she conveniently forgot or realized it would destroy their false narrative. He's also created a website, East City of Hawaii. East City of Hawaii, we had to take back. Again, both of them are not telling the truth about how they acquired the funding or the farm and the original intent. So, I mean, that's fully documented, basically. As the universe provides, we met another beautiful woman who wanted to fund East City. East City has always funded itself through book sales, counseling, workshops, conferences, camping, room rentals, and an occasional small donations. Large donors were new to us. We told her of the trouble the girls were having, and she wrote a check to East City, not to them, which is what they profess, but to buy the farm a second time after, talking with the girls, in a meeting set up by East City. This was on the basis of East City's 40 plus track record dedicated to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth, educating and empowering the individual. She and her significant other, who still is hanging out with us, experienced the work and energies firsthand after multiple visits. This funder actually sadly has passed away, or maybe she's in a great space, I don't know. But her significant other is still very involved. Anyway, the second funders were livid when they found out what Lydia and Lisa had done to dispel another rumor by the girls. There is no guru at East City, just a lot of free-thinking minds coming together with shared interests. We educate and empower the individual, knowing each individual has their own unique soul purpose. We don't farm and harvest people, unlike many other organizations. I've always been very clear about this: no external worship, no gurus. Despite repeating this constantly, the girls claimed I was trying to be a guru, which was obviously in ignorance, or again, one of their many projections. We do not have anything you can join other than a free newsletter, East City TV, Listen Free, or East City to East City Stargate Radio on the many platforms. There is no organized religion donation basket being passed or monthly dues. Lydia and Hisa have been to the East City Ranch in Washington and are fully aware of this, which begs the question, what is their motive and agenda in perpetuating another lie? Was it case building to validate dishonoring their word? A means to validate acquiring the property with false personas for their own selfish gain? After receiving the funds, before the check even cleared, the girls were on our doorstep demanding we write a check to them immediately. We told them it'll take time, a while to clear the check. Everything is fine, and we want to make sure things are done right. No tax problems. They also had to get their nonprofit in order. They assured us they would honor the original agreement and intention creating East City, Hawaii, but had to have the property in their name or they would not follow through. Something we really felt off. Yet I believe Lydie would honor her word. I'm fine. Actually, it's actually gone the opposite direction. We felt this was due to fear of being evicted, trusting they had learned their lessons and would do the right thing. I did not want to tie my energies into any future drama or actions outside of integrity. I also did not want them coming to me demanding more money as they did with the previous funders. We agreed in hopes of having good neighbors, that's why we agreed to this basically, and it went in a total opposite direction. Anyway, as soon as we wrote the check, things escalated downhill fast. The door slammed concerning any meditations, healing circles, or sky watches, again going back on their word. We were never invited to one event, over 4 years, other than to help when trees went down due to storms, toilets were clogged, or they needed to borrow my truck, which they left with a broken key in the ignition. Later claiming they fixed it, forgetting there were witnesses to the event. They didn't. I had to drive a few hours, spend an entire day, and have a new key made with the pieces of the old ones. They also barred our mongoose traps, never to return them when asked, when they demanded 2/3 of our coffee harvest, when their coffee trees were mostly barren. Many had died, and basically, it was for the use of the pulper in the drying room we actually bought for them. They did pay for the roasting, which was minor compared to our labor and harvest input. The couple that works with us maintaining the land were completely blown away at the 2/3 demand, being involved with the harvest, seeing the ratio of their harvest to ours, easily about 10 of our buckets to one, feeling of 50-50 would be an extremely generous offer on our side. Everything was one-sided with absolutely no gratitude or appreciation or reciprocation. So I'm starting to believe they're totally incapable and have no foundation of doing anything fair and just, blocked by an extreme sense of entitlement. They're obviously totally oblivious to how their decisions and actions are affecting others in the community, and obviously incapable of telling the truth. They also are incapable of even understanding the importance of the work we're doing. They're either jealous or threatened by the authenticity of it, or some other forces are at play. Our staff even helped them with their avocado harvest, only to be demonized later with extremely sick false accusations. These volunteers are people of the highest integrity with huge hearts, and they ask for nothing. The only thing they were guilty of was being kind, loving, and generous, basically. Leidy and Hisser are now spreading more extreme meritless gossip, lies, and rumors of the sickest kind, Epstein level, to validate not following through with the original agreement and intentions closing the farm to Ysetti. The very farm Ysetti undeniably bought for them. So this is unimaginable, extreme ingratitude and a lack of reciprocation on a scale I can hardly comprehend. One example of the extreme slander was when a woman in her 30s came to the ranch. She had a chip in her head. It was not from where she thought it was, and her guides were not who they said they were. We do a lot of counseling in this area. She had extreme headaches, asking for help. Previously, she was using our newsletters verbatim as channeled messages from her guides. Despite this, we helped her clean things up, explained and healed the situation, allowing her to stay for 2 nights, while adjusting to the new energies. As seen through the clouded, unhealed eyes with ulterior motives of Lydie and Lisa, according to them, she was underage, I had abused her, and she was left hopelessly lost standing in a field. They also said I had a history of abusing underage women, and other women have been abused here in Hawaii. This was happening with a 30 plus woman. It's called grounding and assimilation after being, healed, basically. Anyway, she was over 30 and she was cleared and healed at no charge because of her condition. She already suffered enough. It felt right not to charge her. She was in process, her whole world and identity just came crashing down. She needed integration time. Any real counselor would understand this, what was going on, offer assistance and a few questions like, are you okay? Need any help? Rather jump into false conclusions. They're playing the victim Me Too card to demonize us, trying to hook people to join their crusade. In my book, that's some very low-level, unenlightened activity, unbecoming of people who claim to be enlightened teachers and counselors. I made it clear from the very beginning with the troubled woman, I did not want to become entangled, engaged in any drama. I'm only here to help her heal. The fact of the matter is, I have not been on a date the 4+ years while in Hawaii. I have been avoiding all entanglements and drama that would interfere in my sole purpose and mission. If I did decide to date, bring a woman into my life, which is natural, and that would be my business, not theirs. As you've always said, there's three kinds of business: my business, your business, and God's business. My business is not your business. It's God's business. So after 2 NDEs and 40 years dedicated to the awakening of humanity and the earth, I assure you, Yeshua, Mary, and I are buds, and we're all good with God. In each case of slander, they cannot provide a name, the age of complaint, no verifiable details from anyone with firsthand experience. It always starts with, I heard, someone said, be careful, I shouldn't say this, but. These sick, meritless, false accusations are sinking to a whole new level now. And it's just getting insane. The real question that needs to be asked is, it's why is it so important to demonize James? What are you trying to gain? I was talking to my sister about what Lydie and Hisa were up to, and she said, That is so ridiculous. Anybody that knows you over time knows you've always been kind, loving, and honest, and extremely loyal. Basically, she's seen over the years the attacks by those who are competitive, jealous, engaging in the backstabbing, the poser shills, and planned opposition. In the case of Lydia and Hisa, they have to demonize us to deflect from their own manipulative, dishonest, false personas and hidden agendas used to acquire the property, and not honoring their word on many occasions. The obvious issue, with men is also coming up for them to heal. It's best before spreading any gossip or rumors in each situation to look in the mirror at the three fingers pointing back. I've been working the land, restoring and divining the coffee, remodeling the horse barn, making it livable, doing counseling, clearings, radio shows, writing newsletters, finishing the new book, The Awakening of James, doing the monad meditations and the Ethiopian Bible, reinforcing my own personal God connection. Contrary to the rumors, insinuated by the girls, there was absolutely no intimacy, and definitely no intimacy with a 30-plus adult. The only one that could have been misidentified who slept by herself in her own tent. There's been no other young women here. And anybody that's been here on a regular basis knows that. Anyway, this story, as all other stories, falls into the meritless gossip, competition, and backstabbing category of the UFO community, riddled with posers, shills, and planned opposition, which they have now joined in the upcoming conference in April. Birds of a feather flock together. We have not been open to the public due to not having the facilities denied to us by Heidi and Hisa on the farm. By Lydia, I mean, Lydia and Hisa on the farm he said he purchased. This is a moot point because, again, the frequencies are not supportive to any event he said he would hold. I would not operate in that environment, basically. There's been only a handful of people that have been to the East City, Hawaii, three married couples, one helping with the coffee harvest, a man in his and his two sons also helping in the harvest. There was one drop-in we never met who rolled her car off the top of the cliff into the front driveway in the wee hours of the morning. We had one Skywatch and meditation. The people came at 7 and left at 10. There is no harem. There have been no young girls, as Lydia and Lisa claim. Again, give us a name, their age, anything verifiable, or this fits into the category of very sick accusations by some very sick people with a very sick agenda, as verified by their actions. Self-serving opportunist behavior that has nothing to do with service to others or enlightenment, in total denial to deflect from their own extreme lack of integrity. End of that story. Anyways, despite this, I'm sure there will be more, even sicker, meritless gossip and rumors to follow, because that is the path Lydia and Hisa are on. They have to demonize us to validate not honoring their word, the original agreement, and intentions. The fact that we rescued them twice from being evicted and the funds that bought the farm they now occupy came from Isetti. It was not a 5D manifestation because they are so special, as they profess, offering others a place in La La Land. They are now demonizing to deflect from the fact they could not get past their own projections, were dishonest, manipulative, presenting false personas to acquire the property, and could not rise to the occasion. There was never any ohana, aloha spirit, only mass, a lot of demands, expectations, and hidden agendas. End of that story. What is sad is many in the spiritual and UFO community lack the discernment, their own inner sensitivity, often referred to as a BS meter, to see beyond the curtain, beyond the masks, the facades of the posers, the planned opposition, the false and controlled narratives. The ones truly morally and integrity challenged, basically. To all of this, we are a threat, basically. This, in a nutshell, is the real problem. And there is a limit to allowing. 5 years now have passed, and we have pretty much remained silent, but we're done. We hear all the rumors, especially when my name is mentioned. Nothing is hidden. A little gift that came with the two NDEs, which at times is not so fun. I know a lot more than I reveal, basically. Maybe if Lydia and Hisa could set aside their ego, admit they were wrong about one thing, they just might realize they might have been wrong about a lot of things. possibly everything, and it might be time to reframe their experience. Maybe they were looking into a mirror clouded by their own unhealed wounds, traumas, not being able to see their past, see past their own projections. It's said a man or woman's character is established by their actions, and it's pretty clear their actions have firmly established their character, their motives and intentions. I always say be careful, the character you set out to assassinate may end up being your own. Anyway, especially the depths they have sunk to in their spreading of sick, twisted, meritless gossip and rumors. We invite people to just come and meet us, have a conversation, see and experience the energies for yourself without any front loading with the Buddha mind, the fresh mind. We have nothing to hide. We'll answer any questions without being offended. Only the ego needs defending. Yet please be respectful. Our 40-year track record of overwhelming evidence of ascended masters and benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders appearing on the regular basis speaks for itself. Come and experience real Ohana and the Aloha spirit at East City, Washington in May through September in East City, Hawaii, the 7.5 acres on the other side of the fence when we open in late September. It's not just a story, it's a life-changing experience, where there's no masks, no false personas. Anyone, everybody here is authentic and you don't have to hide your wallet, period. Anyway, this had to be done. Didn't want to do it, and but it's gotten so ridiculous it had to be addressed. So basically, on that note, I'm gonna have to sign off. Have a great evening and stay tuned for it's almost like a freaking soap opera. But anyway, I'm done with it. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.